I'd say that I have not seen a more effective strategy than own the race course. You are hands down our number one affiliate. You've sent more traffic to us than anyone.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schranko. James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Hey Clay, James here. How you going, mate?
Dude, I'm doing so well. How are you?
Good. We're back again. This is like the, you're my most frequent guest on superfastbusiness.com.
That is a huge honor.
And there's a reason for that. It's because each part of my business just keeps coming back to your products, to Lead Pages in particular. It's now the highest converting opt-in that I have on my site. And we've been rolling it out across our other sites. And it's so easy to do because we can just go and replicate an existing one and modify it for the new site. And then depending on the site, we're choosing a different application. So I just showed you one before we got on the call of a brand new welcome gate that I put up. And it's really themed to the site with an original picture. And I look at it, I get excited about it. And now we've already started capturing opt-ins overnight.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
So for our listener, we've talked a few times about your products, but the main product that you're probably the most excited about at the moment is this Lead Pages product, which is helping customers capture email addresses so that they can then follow them up. Is that fair to say that's your most exciting product?
Yeah. I mean, it's popular among a lot of marketers to kind of dabble in different niches and markets. And I think that's fine for some people. I'm kind of, I really enjoy focus. And so we've got a full-time team of 10 people. We spend almost all our time on the Lead Pages product, which is a web app that runs in the cloud. And it allows businesses to create landing pages. So I call them conversion pages or money pages. But those key pages in your business that are required for capturing leads, making sales, those are, you know, signing up for webinars. And so the product allows business owners to create those pages in a very, very, very short period of time. It is an enterprise level application. It runs on Google Server Network. It integrates with all the best platforms. And it is consistently beating split tests. Like we, to my knowledge, Lead Pages has not lost a split test yet. In particular, our webinar registration pages are commonly not acknowledged as being the highest converting in the industry. Ryan Dice recently posted this to his list. He said, a few weeks I held a webinar and the registration page converted at 72%. And he said, this is by far the highest converting landing page I've ever tested. And so our out-of-the-box templates are beating the controls from people like Ryan Dice who do tests every single week. And I think you've had some experiences like this in your own business. So we're super thrilled about the results that this is getting people. It's an inexpensive product and people are merely plugging it into their business and doubling or tripling revenue precisely because if you can double the amount of your leads and your sales funnel stays the same and your sales page converts at the same rate, then you will effectively double your business. And so that's what it's doing for people's businesses. And we're really super proud of this. We've put everything we have into this. I work like a maniac on this and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
You're so passionate. Now, I'm really interested in getting okay. to some nuts and bolts. Like I love to just Great. Roll up the sleeves. You put a feature in there recently that when I saw it, it just immediately ticked my box. And that's the Facebook integration. Because when I first set up a Facebook page, I had to pay somebody to create the special custom tab and then to integrate my opt-in. There was a bit of back and forth, but not this time. This time I logged into Lead Pages and I replicated, cloned my favorite opt-in. And then I hit the installed a Facebook wizard and then I added a custom thumbnail picture and that was it. Yep. And that must be a phenomenally popular feature that you've added there.
Yeah, it's been huge for us. I mean, we've basically given folks the ability to, in about 3 button clicks, to take any landing page inside of Lead Pages and publish it to Lead Pages again in about 3 clicks. And it's just a super easy process. Right now, we have it so you can publish. If you create a page in Lead Pages, you can download the file and put it on your server if you want. You can host it on our server, so we'll serve the file for you. You can publish it through WordPress. You can publish it through Facebook as well. So we wanted to expand the options that people had available to them for publishing pages that were created in Lead Pages. And we're super happy about the Facebook ones. I mean, this effectively means that someone can run an entire business without even ever paying for hosting. I mean, they can just do it through Facebook if they want.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even need your own domain. But if you had just a domain and you redirect to your hosted page, you've got multiple versions of this thing that you can use. But I'm now using Facebook to drive traffic into my Squeeze page that has already been tested from my current thing. Okay, so that's one thing that was really powerful. I'm going to give listeners another example of how I've applied Lead Pages lately. I found a customer of ours who ordered a website, and he was asking questions about setting up forms. And the usual route would be to look at things like gravity forms or whatever. But then I discovered he wanted to build a list from it. And then I had a look at the form they were using, and I'm like, dude, no one's going to fill this out. And he goes, yeah, we've had a lot of visitors and not many forms filled out. And then I thought, just go and get an account at Office Autopilot. We'll add that to a lead page, and then we'll pull that in with the plugin to your site, and you'll have the sweetest, easiest to use on any device landing page that people can opt in for. And this customer agreed to a five-figure sum to have this organized for him, and it's making his life easy. He's going to get a much better result than he could have done it for himself. And there's a whole business model in that for resellers to just be setting up lead capture pages on customers' existing websites and or Facebook setup as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, a number of our clients do that. They used to create pages from scratch for their clients, and now they just, they'll take in a check for $5,000, $10,000, sometimes $20,000. In exchange for that, they'll create a few pages in Lead Pages, and those pages will outperform anything that company has ever seen before. And the customer's happy because they're getting the outcome that they paid for. Our client is happy because it didn't take them very long to do it, and we're happy because we helped out another business. So it's a win-win-win.
Okay, so I've given an example of how you could use it at agency level. I've given an example of how I'm using it for myself on Facebook. I've also given an example how I'm capturing a lot more emails on my podcast using the Welcome Gate feature with a custom image. What I'm after from you, Clay, is what's the most interesting story you've got for us recently that just blew you away about a way that someone's approached it, something they did, a test result? I do see you put out videos all the time with examples and case studies because you get exposed to this. But what's really exciting you at the moment about it?
I think there's a couple things. Like, I think it's really cool that I get sent, like, being one of the owners of this company, I'm kind of in a privileged place where I get a lot of people send me split tests. You've sent me some amazing split tests. I'm really grateful for those. And I get to see interesting applications. I think what's really cool about the Facebook thing in particular is that people are finding that, especially with cold traffic, but even with warm traffic, opt-in rates are higher in a lot of cases when the same traffic is sent to the Squeeze page that's on Facebook versus on your own site, because people know, like, and trust Facebook. People are used to being on Facebook. They feel comfortable on Facebook. And so if you have an ad to completely cold traffic, people have never heard of you before, and you send it to the Facebook page, in many cases, the opt-in rate is going to be higher because it feels like a comfortable, safe environment. So that's one thing that's interesting. Another thing that we found is that if you're doing Facebook ads, you can either send the Facebook ad to your own website, or you can send the Facebook ad, you can send people who click on the Facebook ad to a Facebook, like a tab on a Facebook page that was created with Lead Pages. And when you do that, because you aren't sending the traffic away from Facebook, Facebook will charge you less for the display of the ad and also for clicks. So there's some interesting benefits to doing what you would normally do, but doing it on Facebook. And a third benefit is that Facebook is more likely to approve your ad and approve your page if it's within Facebook, if it's in an environment that they can control, than if you're pointing to an external page. So those are some interesting things that we've found out recently about Facebook and using lead pages with Facebook.
Right. And I just want to make some distinctions there. For people who are following Own the Race course, they might be thinking, oh, you're building out your business on someone else's platform. The point that's really essential here is that you are getting more opt-ins to your list at a cheaper cost on that platform. But once you have the email, you can send them anywhere you want. You can send them back to your own site for the very next news broadcast. So that's still a really powerful front-end engine. Now, let's break it down. For someone listening to this, they sure. just heard a lot of stuff and it sounds really cool. What are the steps that someone would have to put in place from the beginning to end up with a Facebook lead capture paid campaign? What are the components?
Sure. So you'd need an email service provider, an ESP. So some way to, you know, when you capture an email address, it needs to be stored somewhere and you need to legally be able to mail your list, right? So if you have a list of email addresses and you just send an email to all of them, that's called spam. There needs to be one-click unsubscribe options at the bottom of emails. There's certain things that need to be there for you to legally be doing this. And going with a trusted email service provider in a lot of ways ensures that you do this. So you'd need an email service provider like AWeber or Office Autopilot. I like MailChimp for people who are getting started because MailChimp is free, up to, I believe, like 1,000 email addresses. And it's a fine product. It's easy to use. So you'd need an email service provider. The next thing you'd need is a lead pages account. So you'd sign up for lead pages. You'd pick a landing page template. And there's some super simple ones. And then you basically need to just in a couple clicks tie your email service provider account to your landing page account, write some copy for a page. This literally takes about 2 minutes and you can publish the page and you'll be off to the races. So it really is that simple, but that's basically all you need to do. One thing I like to tell people is I say this a lot, and it's get your damn opt-in box up. And so many people, I think, get hung up on things like, I don't know what to email my list. Or they'll say, you know, I don't have a lead magnet, or I don't have a reason for people to opt in. And every time when someone says that to me, I kind of recount the story of a website that I had called businessideas.net. And we had no bribe on that site. And we didn't email that list for about 4 months after we put up the opt-in box. And during those 4 months, we got 50 opt-ins a day. And sometimes I sit back and think, what if I had said, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to email my list? Or what if I had said, I don't have a lead magnet to offer people? I would have missed out on, you know, 50 opt-ins a day over the course of 4 months, because I held back on that. And so I'd tell people, get some kind of landing page up now so you can start capturing email addresses. And then down the road, you know, you can split test how effective adding a bribe is, so you'll have some sort of comparison to go off of.
Perfect. Yeah, so the main point there is get it up there. So just a quick recap, you will need an email service provider, you will need a lead pages account, you will need a Facebook page. And if you want to go for gold, you could then set up some paid ads to that Facebook page. That will build your list. Your list is your asset that you can then repeatedly contact, you can send value, you can make offers, you can tie this in with Own the Race course. Just as a side note, one of the things that I talk about on my site is Lead Pages and Lead Player, your other product. And I'm using my Own the Race course techniques to talk about that. And, you know, we send a few visits across to your site. Would you say that Own the Race course is effective?
I'd say that I have not seen a more effective strategy than Own the Race course. You are hands down our number one affiliate. You've sent more traffic to us than anyone. And I've never seen anything quite like it. I'm not only impressed by, you know, the quantity of sales, but also the consistency of the traffic that you send to us. It comes in, day out, time and time again. And most people, their ability to send traffic is kind of like a, they've got a hose and a limited amount of water that can come out. But it seems like when you turn traffic onto a traffic source, it's almost like an unlimited font of water that just keeps on pouring out indefinitely. So yeah, I'd say it's incredibly effective, and I've never actually seen anything quite like it, frankly.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Now, if you want to see a split test that I'm running, you could go to owntheracecourse.com and you'll see a lead page there. And I'm continually split testing to get the best results that I can. And that's where you can get Own the Race Course for free. If you don't already have it, you should definitely opt in, get the training, and I'll also send you other training videos. Now, Clay, you're coming out to Sydney to my live event in June. So if you're listening to this before June, you can come and see Clay at Sydney at my event. He's going to be talking about, what are you going to be talking about, Clay?
I'm going to be talking about different kinds of landing pages and what's working, what's not, different tweaks you can make to get a huge ROI and basically boost dramatically your ROI with very little effort. I had this insight in my business a while ago that I could try and double my traffic. If I wanted to double my business, I could. One of my options was to double my traffic. And that seemed like a difficult proposition at the time because I hadn't gone through Own the Race Course. But at the time, it seemed difficult to double my traffic. I didn't know how I was going to do it. So I was like, well, I'm not going to pursue that in order to double my business. So the other route I saw was I could double the conversion on my sales pages. And honestly, that seemed kind of difficult. Writing copy is hard. It's a laborious process. And I didn't know how immediately to double the conversion rate on my sales pages. And the third avenue that I thought about pursuing was, well, I could double the opt-in rate on my lead capture pages. And that's what I ended up doing. And that's what led to the creation of lead pages. And so I'm going to be talking about simple tweaks that people can implement in their business to double the efficacy of their lead capture pages. I'll give you an example. One split test that we recently came across was one that a customer sent to us. I'm lucky because I don't have to be a genius about this stuff because I get a lot of stuff being the owner of lead pages. But a client of ours, Marcos Durbano, who is a, you know, he's been a, he does business intelligence and is just a really sharp guy, but he ran a split test where he split tested the phrase free instant access for a downloadable product versus the phrase download now. Now, the conventional wisdom is that nothing beats the phrase free instant access. That's been sort of the winner of split tests for a long, long time. And Marcos discovered that the phrase download now got double the opt-in rate of free instant access. And now we've tried that across a number of pages with a number of clients. And that is a robust finding that download now beats free instant access. And simply by doing that, Marcos and our other clients have been able to double the number of people opting into their list each day, which effectively doubles your revenue. So I'm going to be talking about a series of small tweaks like that that you can make in your business to get a high ROI. And it is my intention that each one of the several tweaks that I'm going to be sharing is going to more than pay for people's attendance at the conference.
Fantastic. We might even ask people before the event to submit a page or something where we could give them a treatment suggestion or something, a little quick, you know, I'll get you to critique them or something.
Totally. I'd be happy to do that. You and I could stand up there and maybe do a jam session together, and they'll get both of our brains working on it.
Yeah, we'll have to pull out the tissues, though, if I'm going to be involved. I can be a little bit direct sometimes. All right, Clay. Well, I'm not going to tie up any longer, but I just wanted to get an update. This is basically a what's new with lead pages session. We've given some handy tips on how you can use it. I'm a huge fan of lead pages because it's revolutionized my business. The best thing is my team members are able to deploy pages now all by themselves. It's so simple to use and it's highly powerful. Any site we slap it on is lifting up the conversions, and it's got great templates straight out of the box. So super easy to use. Take advantage of the Facebook widget. If you haven't already implemented that, get going on it. Clay, great to talk, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon in Sydney.
Awesome. It was great talking with you, James. And but for everyone listening, there's a James Schramko template inside of Lead Pages that's been beating the pants off the other webinar registration pages. So that's kind of cool.
Thanks, Clay.
All right. See you in Sydney, James.
See you, mate.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.